Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. It's your girl Kayla. I'm so excited to be recording again. This is the first podcast episode of 2020. Oh my gosh, prior to recording this, I said 2019. Okay, we're just going to disregard that. But I want to share with you an encouraging word that I believe that the Lord has prompted my heart about. And for some of you, I hope that you can be able to relate. Well, all of you, I hope that you can be able to relate in some sort of way. Even if it's just one thing that I say, I hope that you take something away, that the Holy Spirit illuminates a scripture to you that maybe you haven't read before, or maybe you heard before, but you kind of just gloss over. So anyways, let's dive right in. But I almost forgot. Before we do, we need to pray. Father God, thank you so much for this person listening to this. I thank you for the love that you have for them. I thank you that they're called by your name and that you have a divine purpose for them. I pray any distraction that would try to take away from your voice today would be eliminated. And I pray that when they hear this message, they would feel so encouraged, that they would feel so loved, that they would feel your Holy Spirit right now as they listen to this. And I just ask that you would embrace them, God, if they're going through depression, anxiety, or just a tough season that they feel uneasy, give them rest in Jesus' name. So I want you to grab a cup of coffee, some snacky snacks. I personally love combos or something like that, especially if it's cheat day. I love me some combos. If you know me, you know that. But since it's the morning time and it's not cheat day, I'm gonna stick with my cup of coffee. So if I take a little slurps, I probably won't do that because that's so obnoxious. But if you hear a little noise, you know what it is. Okay, I paused. Moving on. I just need to set the mood, you guys. We got to set the mood for the podcast episode today. All right, so 2020, what's the move? So at the end of 2019, I felt the Lord direct me to a scripture that I've heard before, but I never really paid attention to because I felt like, you know, it didn't really apply to my life all the other times that I read it. Like, I'm sure it did in some sort of way, but specifically in 2019, moving into 2020, I felt it in a new way because I had an experience where this applied so, I guess, so, I don't know, like, it was an epiphany for me last year. But it's Philippians 3:13. It says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." Okay. And then if you continue to verse 14, it says, "I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." And I want you to think about that and really let it sink into you. And when I read it, I was just like, wow, like, I don't want to let anything from the past hinder me to 2020, to what lies ahead for me. I didn't want anything to prevent me from seeing clearly and seeing in the spiritual realm. So, and what I mean by spiritual realm, spiritual world, is seeing what God sees, having faith, having hope, believing in things that aren't even tangible, that aren't even here yet, and activating my faith. But in order to do that, I have to forget the past. I have to forget things that hindered me from growing and letting go. I'm not saying to forget the things that you went through and how God gave you victory, but letting go of things that are unnecessary, maybe old habits that you've done in the past that you want to not take with you this year. And so the word I believe that the Lord gave me is, well, not just one word, but letting go. So I want you to fill in that blank. Letting go of doubt, fear, insecurities, pain, depression, anxiety. Maybe it's a toxic boyfriend. Maybe it's someone that tries to slide in your DMs every month and you're just like, you entertain the thought because you like attention. Or maybe it's letting go of that friend that is holding you back. And I'm not saying that you just drop them from the face of the earth, like you go ghost on them, but you know, you slowly like have to distance yourself. Because if they're not letting you grow in your walk with the Lord, don't let them be in your inner circle. I'm not saying that you don't love them. You don't love them and you don't pray for them, but don't let them into your inner circle where you can be influenced. So I wanted to clarify that, okay? I'm not saying that you can't be friends with anybody that doesn't lead you to Christ. I am saying that you need to be picky about your inner circle, your two or three people that impact you, that you hang out with all the time. Okay, so Philippians 3:13 ties into what I'm talking about today of letting go. So I need you to think of things that you want to change this year that you need God to help you change, because we can't do this on our own. We can't move forward without having God guide us the whole way. For Christians, the path is narrow, but for unbelievers, it's wide and easy. We chose the road less traveled. But I'm telling you, it's going to make all the difference. Thank you, Robert Frost, for that poem. It's going to make all the difference when we go to eternity with Jesus and he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So the first step in that, of course, accepting salvation, but also surrendering your heart over to the Lord and giving him the habits that is holding you back. 2020, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be held back. I don't want to be held back by anything. Not by fear, not by worry, not by the unknown, not by, you know, just habits that have led me in the wrong direction. I want to be so focused on the Lord that nothing else matters. No matter what comes my way, I want to be grounded in who He is. So, the next scripture that we're going to talk about is Psalm 62, verse 6. And I'm reading it out of the Passion Translation. So for this scripture and then the last scripture we're going to talk about will be out of the Passion Translation. I'm so grateful for the Passion Translation. My worship leader, Rosie, she got me hip to it. Shout out to Rosie. Thank you. I feel like it's just so descriptive and I don't know. I just love it. But let me pause. I'm going to get another sip of my coffee. I'm recording this in the morning, so I need a little caffeine. And I'm back. Okay. I hope you found it. Psalm 62, verse 6. "For he alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God, so why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me?" Can we read that one more time? "For he alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. No risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me?" Oh, Lord, I'm just so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for your love. Can you just take a moment? Take a moment to really let that settle in your spirit and pause this podcast episode right now. And I want you to say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you. There's no risk of failure with you. Thank you that you are my champion defender. Thank you that you alone are my safe place and you always protect me. Those are declarations that you can make over your life right now, over this year, 2020. There's no risk of failure with God. Maybe you're nervous about this new school you're applying to, or you're going to start college classes, or you're going to graduate, or you're thinking about this new relationship and you're nervous because, God, like, we don't want to do anything unless it honors you. Or, I don't know, there's transitions in your life, or maybe you want to have a transition within your own habits and the way that you view things and the way that you think. You know, there's no risk of failure with God. If you put Him first place in your life and you seek Him and you love Him, He's going to take care of the rest. It says in His word that He would never leave you nor forsake you. So 2020, let's make this your year where you won't let worry paralyze you. Even when things don't seem to be going right in the moment, don't let the voice of the enemy be louder than God's. For God is mighty. God is just and sovereign. All right? Now, the last scripture that we're going to talk about is Ephesians 3:20. Now, I absolutely love this scripture. Quick book recommendation. I don't know if you are familiar with Hillsong Church, but they're a global ministry that I have been a big fan of for as long as I can remember. I've been singing their worship songs. But their lead pastor, Pastor Brian Houston, came out with an awesome book, I want to say last year, called There Is More. If you are interested in being encouraged about your dreams, vision, goals, I highly recommend this book, and it's called There Is More. Basically, it is based on this scripture, Ephesians 3:20. So a little quick plug, had to tell you about it because I'm rereading it and it's really encouraging me on this journey of my life, on my dreams, and realizing that if you have small dreams, then it reflects your view of God. So why would you dream small dreams when we have a big God? Anyways, okay, let that sink in a little. Quick coffee break. You guys, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy coffee. Especially my college students. Girl, you know how much coffee can help, especially during final exams. Coffee in the Lord, you guys. That's my jam. Definitely. Okay. Ephesians 3:20, and again, this is out of the Passion Translation. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and succeed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. We need to read that again. Okay, I need you to get excited about what God is doing in your life this year, 2020. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What is your greatest request of this year, of your life? Your most unbelievable dream or the craziest thing you've ever imagined? God will surpass that. I need you to think about that. God's going to surpass it. I don't know who has let you down in your life. Maybe someone told you they loved you and they walked out on you. Maybe someone told you they would be there for you and they never did. They never checked up on you. But God is so good and faithful, and He wants you to run to Him, and He will not let you down. maybe things that you're praying for are taking a little while, but you don't see behind the scenes. You don't see what God sees. And trust Him. Believe me, there's been many things that I've prayed for that they haven't happened at the time that I wanted them to. But that doesn't mean that God is not good. That doesn't mean that He's not faithful, because He always is. And He's going to come through for me in ways that I didn't even think were possible. It's just not my timing. Maybe you're believing for your future husband to come this year. And maybe you thought he was going to come last year and you were disappointed. Or maybe you thought you were going to make more friends. God is faithful. God hears you. He loves you. He has all the right relationships lined up for you. Continue to seek Him. Continue to be full in Him. We are already complete in Christ. We just need to activate our faith and never lose hope. Don't lose hope in Jesus. Know that He's going to come for you. Let go of doubt. Let go of fear. Let 2020 be your year of brave surrender, of letting go and giving it to God, giving every bad habit, giving every insecurity, giving every toxic relationship to the Lord and saying, God, I don't want this with me this year. I only want You. So I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast episode. Be on the lookout for another one. You are blessed and highly favored, whoever's listening to this, daughter of the Most High King or son of the Most High King. I thank you for listening to this podcast episode. All right. Bye.